Our New Testament reading this morning comes from the book of Revelation, Revelation 19, beginning with verse 11. If you'd like to join in your own Bible or a pew Bible, Revelation 19, beginning with verse 11. But before we read God's word, let's go to Him in prayer. Let us pray. Ever-present God, gracious Father, who from the womb of the Virgin Mary brought new life to all humanity, grant to us your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, that hearing your word, we might receive it by faith and thereby be born again, born from on high, and so be your sons and daughters for all eternity. Through Jesus Christ, Son of God, Son of Mary, we pray. Amen. Revelation 19, beginning with verse 11. Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name written that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and with a loud voice he called to all the birds that fly directly overhead, "Come, gather for the great supper of God, to eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all men, both free and slave, both small and great." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our Old Testament reading comes from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11. This is our fourth and final look at the prophecies of Isaiah during the season of Advent. Isaiah 11, the first nine verses. "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, Christmas is full of images. It's a season where we are absolutely bombarded by images, bright images, colorful images, cheery images. Images like stars and angels and snowflakes, candy canes and trees and wreaths and reindeer and Santa Claus and bells and elves and snowmen. Well, in our passage this morning, Isaiah gives us another Christmas image to add to this list. But Isaiah gives us a Christmas image that you won't typically see hanging on a door. an image that you won't send to loved ones in a Christmas card, an image that you won't find on your tree, you won't find it surrounded by lights, you won't find it printed on wrapping paper or even on a Christmas sweater. It's neither bright, nor colorful, nor cheery. And what image does Isaiah give us? A stump. A stump. Our passage from Isaiah begins with a stump. Brown, dead, lifeless, barren, desolate. But the stump that Isaiah speaks of is not just any old stump. The stump that Isaiah speaks of is the stump of Jesse. So who is Jesse? Well, about 3,000 years ago, think of that, 30 centuries ago, a man named Jesse lived in the town of Bethlehem. Jesse was the father of a number of sons, and the youngest son was named David. David was a shepherd. David was a musician. David was a man after God's own heart. David delighted in the Lord. And God made David king. God made David king over Israel, king over his people, and God made David a promise. God promised David that his house, his family, his line would reign over Israel forever. God promised that one of David's descendants would always be king over his people. But the line of David, the family tree of Jesse, was now just a stump. Dead. Lifeless. Barren. Desolate. Now this was seen in the current king, the king who was in power when Isaiah spoke this prophecy, King Ahaz. Unfaithful King Ahaz. King Ahaz had a chance to trust God. The king had the opportunity to place his faith in God, that God would save him, that God would save his people, that God would protect his people. But Ahaz refused. He refused. Ahaz trusted in himself. Ahaz trusted in his political skills, that he would save himself, that he would save his people. And so God declares that the line of David is nothing but a stump. No longer a tree, no longer vibrant, no longer growing, no longer flourishing or flowering or fruitful, but a stump. Dead in faith, lifeless in trust. And even though there were two more faithful kings after Ahaz, in just a few generations after Ahaz, the line of David is no longer mentioned in the scriptures. There was no king, only a stump. But God does not forget his promises. God does not forget his promises. And so Isaiah gives this good news. Listen again to verse 1 of our passage. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. Isaiah says that a shoot is going to come out of this stump. Life. Life. From that which was dead, God is going to bring forth life. From that which was barren and desolate, God is going to make fertile, fruitful. And it means this: a king will come. A king will come. Though the line seems gone, though the family tree seems dead, a stump, God's going to send a king. God is going to send a new David, a new David. That's why it's the stump of Jesse. and not the stump of David. It's the stump of Jesse, because the new king that God will send will be a new David. The new king that God will send will be a man after God's own heart. He'll be a shepherd. He'll be a hero. He'll be a conqueror. He will be a uniter. Isaiah tells us that this new king, this new David, will have the Spirit of the Lord. And God's Spirit will rest upon this king. And God's Spirit will give him wisdom and understanding, will give him counsel and might, will give him knowledge. All attributes necessary for a just rule. All attributes needed for a king or a leader to reign and reign well. This new king, this new David, Isaiah tells us, will judge. He will judge, not with his eyes, not with his ears, but he will judge with righteousness. He will judge perfectly. He will judge perfectly, without bias, without partiality, without prejudice, without corruption. This king that God promises will rule in perfect justice. Can you imagine? Perfect justice. This new king, this new David, will be incorruptible. So much so that in verse 5, Isaiah tells us that his belt is righteousness, that the sash around his waist is faithfulness. Now, the sense of the Hebrew here for belt and for sash is an undergarment. Meaning this, when you strip all else away from this king, when you strip away all the splendor, all the pomp, all the robes, all the finery, all the power, all the might, he remains righteous. He remains faithful. Because that's who he is. It's not a show. It's not an act. That's who he is. And verse 3 tells us this about this king. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. In other words, this king, his whole capacity for delight will be in God. His delight will be in obeying God. His delight will be in pleasing God. His delight will be in glorifying God through his rule as a king. Not in maintaining his own power, not in maintaining his own might, not through making his own name great. But he'll delight in the Lord. And as if this is not stirring enough as a description of God's king, Isaiah gives us even more images. When this shoot comes from the stump of Jesse, when this new David will reign, Isaiah tells us this, that the wolf will lie down with the lamb. The wolf will lie down with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The cow and the bear will graze together. The calf will lay down next to the lion. The lion will eat straw like an ox. Infants can play over a cobra den without fear. Toddlers can put their hand in a snake den without worry. All images of peace. All images of peace. The new David will bring peace. This new king will bring peace. And not simply a peace that is the cessation of hostility, not a peace where agreements are signed, but hatred continues to boil on either side. The peace that this king brings is a transforming peace. It's a peace from the inside out. It's a turn the world upside down peace. It's a return to Eden peace. It's a peace for all creation. Seems absolutely impossible, doesn't it? Seems absolutely impossible. A ruler who is righteous and faithful to the core? Come on. A leader who is incorruptible? A king who judges perfectly without bias? A king who loves the Lord, delights in the Lord, and brings peace? Now we know better. History has taught us otherwise. Experience has taught us otherwise. And peace? Surely it's impossible. But God is in the business of making the impossible possible. And that's exactly what happened on Christmas. That is what happened on Christmas. That is what we're celebrating today. And that is what we're celebrating this week. That on Christmas, God made the impossible possible. God brought life out of death. A stump brought forth a shoot. The Word became flesh. God became human. Jesus Christ was born. Isaiah's prophecy here in chapter 11 is fulfilled through Christmas. The new David has come. The King has arrived. Jesus was born, heralded by angels, laid in a manger, attended by shepherds, proclaimed by a star, worshipped by magi. The one born to Mary in a stable in Bethlehem. He is the King of Kings. Wise, righteous, faithful, incorruptible. And he's brought his peace. He has brought his peace, and he transforms from the inside out. Born to transform creation from the inside out. Born to give you peace. Born to give all of creation peace. But as you know, he's not finished. He's not finished. We can just look around in our city, we can look around in our country, look around in the world today, and we know that the wolf is not dwelling with the lamb. We know the leopard's not lying down with the young goat. We know that the lion is not eating straw. Hey, we still fear snakes, at least I do. We still struggle with sin. We still struggle with broken hearts. We still struggle with hearts that do not work as God designed them to. Namely, to delight in him and to be focused on him and to be filled by him. We still struggle with unfaithfulness. But the King, the new King, the shoot from the stump, has not yet completed his kingdom. But he will. He will. Jesus Christ will come again. The babe who cried in the night in Bethlehem, God made man who was held in Mary's arms, he will return. He will return to complete what he started on that first Christmas day. And that is exactly what our passage from Revelation depicts this morning. Our passage from Revelation depicts the return of the King. The dramatic return of the King of Kings, the return of Jesus Christ in triumph and in glory, and this time not in a stable, but on a white horse, surrounded by all the hosts of heaven, bringing the peace of Eden with him. So this Christmas, celebrate with this image. Celebrate with a stump. Think of a stump. Dead, lifeless, barren. But God has brought forth a shoot. God has brought forth a branch. God has made the impossible possible. Jesus Christ is born, and his kingdom will have no end. Hallelujah, and thanks be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your Son, Jesus Christ, whose coming, whose birth we celebrate. We thank you that in him and through him you have brought us salvation, that in him and through him you have shown light, light into the darkness of this world, light into the darkness of our hearts. You have bathed us in your saving light and your saving love. Father, we pray that you would give us joy as we celebrate the coming of the King. We pray, Father, that you would give us joy as we remember that in Jesus your promises are all fulfilled, that you have made the impossible possible, that you have brought life out of death, that a shoot has come forth from the stump, that a branch has come out of that stump. And through him, you have given us life. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.